Hey, Rick, you should have grabbed some of that rain, put it in your back pocket, and brought it down here for us. That's for sure. I know there was like 40% chance today, but we got no sight of it. Didn't even, sunshine all day long. There wasn't a cloud out there, basically, that might look like it had a speck of rain in it. So I know Ogemaw County up there, they said for the last Friday, Saturday, been under flood watches, flood warnings, and just had storm after storm after storm that went through. So, I wish some of it would blow down this way. I have to go out every night and soak the garden, and by morning it looks like I haven't watered anything. It just soaks it right up, that's for sure. And stay cool and stay in the house, basically, but unfortunately I got things to do. I work today pretty much for about 4 or 5 hours out working on my enclosed trailer, because I leave in a little less than 2 weeks here for Arkansas. And so I had to get some of the things out of the enclosed trailer, and I got some things out, put away in other spots, and I'll wait for the 2 or 3 days before I have to leave to get the remaining things out of there, and some will get stored in my garage, and a couple of things are just going to get stored out in the driveway next to the house, because I really have no place to put it. So I did put a new tire chock in the trailer, one that I've had for quite some time, for several years, that fits the bigger bike better. Last year, or a few years ago, when I trailered it down to event in New York, I put it in the smaller tire chock and got the bike stuck. I got it in and couldn't get it back out. So I had to basically disassemble part of it, and then I had to have people pull on the back end, push on the front end to get me out. It had wedged the tire right in it. So I have had a different one that a friend of mine gave me when he moved out to New York. He said, "Do you want this? I'm not going to use it." So I got it put in the trailer today. It took me a few hours to do that, and the lighting wasn't working inside, so I had to change out some lighting for the inside of the trailer, and my right turn signal, or the right light on the back of the trailer, only half of it works, so I have to order a new one tonight from Amazon, and son-in-law's got a Prime account, so I'll order it through his Prime account so we can get it here by tomorrow or Tuesday, because I'm going to have to tear part of the trailer apart to change the light. They didn't give me enough wires to pull the light out of it and cut the wires and put the new one on. When I pulled the light out, I got about an inch and a half of extra wire, and that's it, which means I'm going to have to take out part of the wall in the trailer to get to where the wiring is so I can wire the new light in. So I got to have some time here in order to do that, to get things ready for the trip. So, all right, next up on the list, KDAPAZ, Minnie, standby NAKPR. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. Pretty good going here today. Went to a wedding reception yesterday, and it was outside. It was actually pretty nice out there. Had the woods all the way around us, and she had it all cleared off, and that. It was at my niece's house, so it was her daughter that got married on Friday, had the reception yesterday. So other than that, been staying in and staying cool by the air conditioner, and that's how I stay cool with this hot weather. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.